Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am here. Hi, everybody.
And I want to point out, today is Barbara's one-year anniversary for being on the show. She's been on the show for officially 1 year. It's her first appearance. So it's,
April 3rd. Thank you.
I know.
Thanks,
that was. So it's been interesting. I mean, did you think you'd be on for a year?
Yes, I did, and I want to say hello to Dale. Dale is here. Psychic
hello,
medium Dale Shear is on the line, ready for everybody today. She just got on and was telling me before the show as well, congratulations for my 1 year. And you know what? I did think so. I wasn't thinking, okay, I know I'm going to be on for a year. But I thought I would be on for as long as, you know, I wanted to be.
Well, I believe that this show with Jonathan, you and I is going to skyrocket in the near future. We're just starting, and we're gaining our, you know, breath and having people come in. And I wish everybody a big aloha. And I'm in Nevada, and lots of good. We had a big talk on the coronavirus, which I love, you know, helping people. And it was huge. And we had a lot of New Yorkers call in, and that was very special to me. So, Jonathan, and I'll tell what I want to tell later after I fill it out, but do you have any calls right now?
Yes, we do. I'm going to go ahead and put caller 216 on.
Oh. 216, you are our first caller with Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome to Life, Laughter, Happiness.
Hello. Hi, Dale, and congratulations, Barbara.
Oh, thank you.
Hi.
Yeah, that's something happy about. Yeah.
Who is it?
My name is Sharon, and I'm calling from Ohio.
Uh-huh. Okay, and how are you doing out there? Is it a lot of coronaviruses out there in Ohio?
There are, actually, yeah.
Really?
I know a couple people, yeah. Unfortunately, I hate to say it, but there really is around this area. I wear a mask when I take my dog for a walk.
Oh, wow, that's pretty bad. It's really
There's
bad.
Someone down the street that I know, that's why. Just to be careful. I can't.
Someone down the street from you has it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
Yeah. How many, Barbara, can you look up in Ohio what the count is?
Okay, I will look.
Yeah. And the person that cleans houses around here, her husband has it, so now she can't work here and she's in quarantine. It's really sad. Ohio's getting bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. How can I help you, honey?
Well, I was offered a job this week. They were debating over the past few weeks whether they want to start it as virtual because it really is an in-house job. It's in private banking. Now, the thing is, they decided, I was so shocked today. I really thought the job was going to go fall through because of everything that's going on. I'm so grateful. And I'm going to start out working out at home, which I'm not used to doing. I've done people's taxes, but that's about it. So this is going to be new to me, working out at home. How do you feel this job is going to work out for me?
Piece of cake. Easy.
What's that?
Easy. Totally going to be easy.
I'm nervous. I know. I don't know why, but I am.
Well, you got to stop being nervous. You know what you
know,
and you're damn good at it. So stop all this, you know. Stop it. Just stop it now. Know that you'll figure it out. And
I know.
Go slowly, and it's all going to get good. I mean, I feel it's a great job, and there's going to be more and more people working at home after this is all over.
I know.
It's changed the whole
I agree.
Everything that is going on in the world. There's going to be a lot of changes, and we have to be ready for them.
And I had to get ready on the spur of the moment, but that's okay. Usually you get pre-warned to this, but I'm not worried about, you know, setting it up and everything. It's just that it's a job that I have to learn like 6 different systems. I'm going to have to learn it on my own, but you feel it's going to work out.
Definitely.
You know, it's going to be a good job.
You need, hello, you may need to call in some help or some friends, text some friends to help you a little bit, but it's going to be fine. And what I'm going to say is, Bubba was talking about this early, if you can get through to your Wi-Fi, which I'm finding trying to get through to anybody is, I was so frustrated yesterday, 5-hour call to Wells Fargo. I mean, come on. Anyway, what I'm saying is you might need to call someone to help you do some techie stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Of course. I kind of figured that. I think even at my old job, there was 3 people that worked at home. They just started doing it. She said it took her a couple days. She had to call to help. I know. It's just, that's natural. Do you feel this job is going to be a keeper?
Oh, yeah. It's going to go beyond keeper. You'll get pay raise after pay raise. It's going to be good.
Oh, I'm so happy. And I know that 2 months ago I spoke with you. So I think that's the last time I called. You said I was going to get a job in a month. You weren't wrong. There was just delay in it because of what happened with this. It was, you know, postponed for 3 more weeks before they made a decision. I know.
Psychics are weird on time, you know, within, you know. But at least you got it. So that's the most important thing, and I wish you the best. And I thank you for calling in today. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a
Thanks,
nice evening.
Sharon.
Uh-huh.
Okay, by the way, there's 2,902 cases of the coronavirus in Ohio.
Is it updated today?
Yes. Yes. That is a lot.
It depends on what city, Barb. You know, what city are you in?
The Cleveland area. I will say this. When I was laid off from my job around Thanksgiving, me and the other guy, the person that did that is in the hospital with the virus. Isn't that crazy?
Oh. Well, what can I say? I don't want to say anything bad, but, you know.
Oh, no.
We wish her well.
The person in my town, my city here, Huntington Beach, is famous who has it. The bachelor. You know, the bachelor who moved here. Yes, he announced
what
it a couple weeks
one?
Ago.
Which
the only one that I like who chose Kathy a couple of times ago. I haven't even watched it a couple. He's the only
I've
one I've ever liked.
That.
Okay,
I know.
I'm gonna look it up and so I let you guys know what his name is.
Don't you think it's?
I forgot.
I watched that show once. I just think it's too much acting. That's what they do. That's part of. I mean, that's part of it.
Yeah.
You know what? It's fun. It's fun. It's fun.
It's like a guilty pleasure.
For younger, yes. That's exactly it.
Have a good day. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sharon. I'm glad things are looking up. Hey, you guys, what time that Sharon was on, I don't know if you even noticed, my call was dropped and I called back on and then I don't think you guys even noticed I was gone, but I did miss some of it. Did you guys know I was gone?
No. John,
okay,
would you think about the phone number, please, so people can call
I
me?
Will.
Of course.
That's my job. I want to give out your phone number. Dale's phone number. Not our phone number.
Yeah.
Life, Laughter, Happiness phone number. Okay. Life, Laughter, Happiness phone number to call in right now while we're live is 563-999-3595. Although you already have a long line of people, but... that's the phone number, everybody, to call in, okay?
As long as I'm doing it, Barb and John, I just wanted to say something I want to do from my heart for the coronavirus. And what I want to do, you know, because I feel so bad. I mean, we do dashing and we deliver food, and I love doing that. But what I want to do is it'll be readings that I'll be doing for the next, over the weekend, that you can call me starting tomorrow, and it'll be donations only. There will be no fee whatsoever. It'll be donations. So if you have whatever you have, $5, $10, if you want a reading, I'll take it through donations. That's the only way it can be done and be through credit cards, because I have a credit card machine. So at least it'll be something for my time and it'll give me time to help people out. So, and
that's
my son.
That's so nice, Dale.
Well, I just, I've never done it before, but I really want to do it because there's so many people hurting out there. And at least if I can give them a little bit of hope, I would like to do that. And my phone number
wow.
is 808-372-1816, 808-372-1816, some Pacific time, so please call Pacific time. But also, you know, it's good. It's something that I want to do. Okay?
Okay.
Very good and very nice. And, I mean, that is a good thing for everybody to kind of think, hey, what could I do personally that I do special out there that could maybe help somebody? And like you, you thought of something and you're going to do it. That is very kind and a wonderful,
yeah, and
wonderful gesture.
I want to do, it'll be starting tomorrow and then it'll run through the weekend. That's all, you know, to do that for now. We'll see how that works out. Okay?
Okay. Perfect.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Do we have another one, Johnny?
Yes, actually we do, and I'm going to say the area code, but I'm also going to say that this area code is in New York City. So
okay.
It's area code 917, and, you know, this person's on right now.
Hi, 917, welcome to the show. You are on live right now with Psychic Dale Shear.
Thank you for taking my call. Hi, Dale, how are you?
How are you? I'm doing okay. I'm hanging in there. I'm virus-free for today.
good for you.
Just virus-free for today. And, you know, I love New York. I was born in New Jersey, and I have to tell you, it's one of my favorite places in New York. So, well, actually, living in New Jersey, I lived in West New York, New Jersey, for a while, and I used to just go over Boulevard East and just look at the city and wonder what people were doing there, and it was nice. It was wonderful. So what part of New York are you from?
I'm in the Brooklyn area, downtown Brooklyn.
Oh, you're in Brooklyn. You're in the new area.
Yeah.
No, totally the new area. It's totally upcoming. Totally good. What can I do for you?
Okay, so I'm trying to get my master's, and there's a specialized school that I would like to get into. So I'm going to do things a little bit differently this year. Normally, I always apply online, but if you want, you can apply by paper. You know, you send all the paperwork in. So if I decide to apply by paper, I would have to send everything in, I believe, in July.
Well, I'm confused. What is this? What kind of company is it?
I'm trying to get into a specialized school.
Okay, what is a specialized school?
Okay, so I'm trying to go get my master's degree in the music business. This is something that I wanted to do for a long time. The last few times I tried, I did not get in. So I'm trying to see, is it better to apply with paper or by computer? If I apply by computer, the site opens up in September, but if I apply by paper, I think it opens up in July because it's like I'm not getting in. I don't know what it is.
Okay. What I'm getting is you have to do it both ways.
Both ways?
Yes. Apply by paper and by computer every way possible, even if you can call every way possible.
Okay.
And your chances of, no, what would you be teaching?
Well, it's not that I'm if I get into the school, I will be managing up and coming artists. That's what I really wanted to do for the last several years, and I wanted to try at least one more time before I moved to California. Once I move to California, I'm just going to give it up. you know. But I wanted to try at least one more time to see what happens.
And you're managing, give me a feel for it. You're managing what now?
No, just managing up-and-coming music artists. That's if I,
oh.
I mean, yeah, it's something that I wanted to do. I had a passion for it.
Have you ever done it before?
I used to go to all the seminars. I was really heavy into it at one point, but I kind of stopped. But then I was like, you know what, let me try to go to school for it at least. But if
but
I don't
what?
Get into school.
My husband did that. It's a very hard business.
It is.
The people are, you know, the ones you're managing are into it, and then the next minute they change their mind and they get real diva and real fussy, and it's rough. And there's not, you know, a lot of money in it, because then when they start making money, then they get rid of you and they go with somebody bigger. So keep that in mind. So, I mean,
okay.
You know, it's not all a bowl of cherries. You know, it's more, you know, plums. So, I mean, you know, you've got to be aware of that.
Okay.
But it's okay to try. Mm-hmm. It's okay to learn. And then you might have it easy and you might have it good. Okay?
I see. Okay, I'm taking your advice.
But on applying, apply always. Don't just limit yourself to one way. And if nobody gets back to you now, I think it's because I don't know. Nobody's getting back to anybody. You can't even get in to see a doctor. I mean, they're
sick.
I mean, it's crazy. You know, it's like we're all alone outside in the world, and, you know, we're trying to make the best of it for all of us. I mean, I don't know about you, but do you guys in New York, in Brooklyn, they don't have the big box stores, do they?
Do they have a big what? I'm sorry?
Do you have, like, Costco and all the big box stores?
Yeah, we do. Uh-huh.
In Brooklyn?
You said Costco's?
Yeah.
No, well, you know what? I go to the Costco in Harlem.
Costco.
Yeah, that's the one I would go to.
On
116th Street. Yeah, 116th and First Ave, there's a Costco there.
Yeah, there's a Costco. Well, okay. And a lot of these places now they're only, I noticed, starting to let a few people into the store at a time. I know on the Pacific Coast, that's what they're doing. I mean, you can't even go when you want to go. I mean, it's just like you have to wait in line, and then they're letting you in that way. So it's kind of rough. But, you know, as far as what you're doing and trying to help, you know, artists, I think that's a wonderful thing, and I wish you all the success in the world.
Okay, something did stand out that you mentioned, that sometimes people, they like to go with the bigger manager. So I'm going to keep that in mind. I might change my mind.
Okay, I want you to be aware of it. It's not a business that you can make a lot of money in, unless you get very lucky, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's rough, because someone else comes along and offers them something way bigger, and then they go, thank you for all the help, bye. So keep that in mind, okay?
I will, thank you. I'm glad you mentioned that. Okay, I will. Thank you.
Okay, aloha.
Okay, bye-bye.
Wow, I didn't know that. Wow.
Pardon me, Barbara. Hi.
Hi. You know, my girlfriend lives in Brooklyn, too. So is this the place to live if you're not going to be right in the city? Like, you're saying, oh, that's the new place to be? It is? That's great.
Yeah, Brooklyn is it's in New Manhattan.
Okay, and I stay in touch with her. I stay in touch with her and my producer friend in New York City very closely. So it's crazy, but they're staying safe. I bet you know
Brooklyn,
a lot of people over there.
In Brooklyn, there have been there in a while, but they're really building it up, and it's nice, and it used to be poo-poo, but, you know, Manhattan. I mean, you know, hey, there's nothing
wrong. Well, hopefully I can
Well, I know, but hopefully not everybody can afford the Manhattan prices, but they can walk there pretty easily, you know, but I can hope that things will be okay by maybe next summer. I would really like to visit her. And, you know, New York always comes back from everything. It's, you know,
they come back. It's one of the greatest cities in the world. It's fabulous. It's just there's so much to do, and it's unlike. I've been all over the world. The only place I can compare New York to is Tokyo.
It's standing
in the middle of Tokyo.
I've been there. But every city they come together just like I thought. Oh, New Orleans after that flood, I thought, oh my gosh, after Katrina, I thought that it's never going to be the same. And it is. It came back. It is the same. So I have a lot of
why? It's because it isn't the government, but it's the people that pitch in. The same with Hawaii. We've had storms. We had all kinds of wild things and volcanoes and hurricanes and, you know, people come back. I was there in Hawaii when they had a 40-day storm. I'm talking 40 days and 40 nights. Unbelievable.
Wow.
And we could only get out for a few hours at a time, but it was just everybody, you know, being everybody. It was great.
It does. We just have to get through this. Oh, I found the name of the bachelor, Colton Underwood, who lives here in Huntington Beach, tested positive for the coronavirus. I don't know how he's doing right now, but that's hitting close to home, too. And, you know, when a week ago there was none, and now there's probably a couple hundred, or I'm not really sure. But I'm here to check.
In Nevada here, in Vegas has the worst, okay? They're over 1,000. But we have Tahoe, Douglas County, Washoe, which is Reno. That has like 163, but like 20 recovered. And, you know, it's not that bad here. I mean, some people would call it bad, but, you know, it's compared to the rest of the United States, it's mild. Because we're in rural areas.
Right. I feel like I am too. There's not a lot of people.
They shut Tahoe down big time. I mean, they shut it. Well, it's like going through a moor. It's unbelievable. You know,
it is unbelievable. But can you imagine, like, Vegas and Tahoe, anywhere you can do gambling with machines and a lot of touching and fingers and touching? That's probably one of the most very dangerous places to be with all that touching. So much touching going on and all those machines, the cards and the dealers. Like, oh, my gosh. A lot of touching.
You have a lot of germ phobia. I don't, but that's okay. Anyway,
I don't have a germ phobia. No, I don't. I don't. I just wash my hands like I always have before. So who's next? Who is next, Johnny?
860.
Hi. 860. Welcome. I didn't catch your area code, but welcome to the show. You're on live with Psychic Del Shear.
Hi, this is Amala. How are you?
Hi.
Oh, Amala.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut. Okay, we're getting back to you. And, Pamela, did you say your name was?
What was that?
Amala. Amala. It's like Pamela, but without the P. Amala.
What a pretty name. Okay, how can I help you, darling?
So I have a question. I was online, and this is about meeting people as far as dating, and there's a few people, like, I'll just say the name. It doesn't even matter. There's some guy, Dan, and then there's another one, Patrick, and then there's another one, Michael. And it's, you know, what's interesting is that they reached out to me yet they're not following through. So is it just that they're busy or just move on?
Move on. Totally
what
move
was that?
On.
Okay.
You'll probably go for 10, 15, or 20 before you find the right one.
Okay.
So just if they don't respond, then just move on.
Okay. Okay. Do you feel like by like May I should be out there and meeting people and with somebody?
I won't name the month because we could still have the coronavirus in there. So you don't know. So I would feel, and even after then, people don't realize that they think that things are going to go back to normal. You know, they're not.
Right.
People are going to still have the fear of, gee, you know, might come back, or I don't want to touch things, or, you know, it'll take a good 6 or 7 or 8 months to just get feeling normal, you know?
Yeah.
Where you'll want to,
well,
or even flying.
The reason why, you know, I felt, you know, going online, this is the time to actually meet somebody in the sense of just even getting to know them. You know, if anything else, you just get to know people. It's perfect.
That
there's like,
perfect.
There's nothing better than this. And that's how it's all perspective, right? So I definitely felt like, you know, why not, in the sense of there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing, it's not like I'm going to meet them even if when this so-called it's lifted. I'm not just going to go running out and meeting people. I just feel like this was a great avenue in the sense of,
of course it
meeting
is.
Somebody wants to talk to you. So.
It's now the one of the number one places to meet people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's okay. It's all right. I mean, I you know, I feel you're going to meet somebody pretty much right away, but, you know, not these times have to pass.
Yeah. So do you feel, okay, so I should move on and, like, just keep on trying with this? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's plenty of people out there. Take the good-looking guys. Don't get attached to anybody until you meet them personally.
Yeah.
That's the way
it's just really weird, funny things. It's just like this, the guy, Michael, he's just like, he wanted my phone number, and then it's like he says he's going to call, and he doesn't, and I'm just like, I don't understand. It's just so confusing.
Well,
it's like,
a lot of these guys are married, and they're doing it on the QT, and at the last moment, they decide not to call, so you don't know who you're talking to on the other end. The phone.
I guess I'm new to this. I usually meet people in person, so this is just all like, but it's okay, you know.
I feel that they should get a phone number, and, you know, you should get Skype, and you should kind of look at the person and get to know each other that way, either through Skype or FaceTime or whatever it is. That's what I feel they should do, rather than just an anonymous. You know, because you just don't know who you're meeting.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. I'll keep on, you know.
But don't worry. You will find somebody. These are all up calls, and I love them. And you will find somebody.
Yeah.
And you know what? We were talking about this, Johnny and I, on last night's show, because we had a dating show again. And I was telling Johnny, the thing about those dating sites, it's like you get excited about somebody and there's no follow through. I have heard this time and time again, and I don't get it either, Amala.
Yeah.
It's crazy because what are they doing? Just enjoying the preliminary, like, oh, she talks to me. Okay, that's good enough for them. I got her phone number. That's good enough for them. What about the follow through, the actual date? Come on,
exactly.
You know? It's like pulling teeth here. Gosh.
It is.
Yeah.
And I actually called this Michael guy out. He actually texted me, like, basically ignoring the fact that I was annoyed that he didn't follow through with the phone call, like, a couple of days ago. And he goes, well, you know, it was late and I didn't want to disturb you. Why don't you just say, look, it's late, I can't talk to you right now. He didn't even text me that. And then today he texts me, he's like, hey, how's it going? And I'm like, what is going on? I don't understand you.
Wow.
You know what?
And
what
you
is that deal?
Y'all need to
pass
on stuff like that.
I mean, do you recommend dating sites for people?
Sure.
I really want to know, like, how you really feel about it.
How else are you going to meet someone nowadays?
Can I just share one thing? The other thing that really I thought that was a little sugary with him, he calls me dear already in a text.
Oh,
and then
Lord.
Another thing is like, oh, I would love to talk to your pretty face. And I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I think you're getting too caught up in this.
It's crazy.
Treat it with a grain of salt.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're getting too involved.
I'm definitely letting him go. It's just like, can I just like meet my person and get it done? It's terrible.
Not up to me.
It's terrible. Can I just meet somebody who's normal? Like, oh my goodness.
Nobody
crazy.
Normal. No one normal.
Are you manifesting though exactly what you want, like to a T, describing in your mind, writing it down?
Yeah, well, Barbara, I remember the other guy I was talking about. You've heard me before, and it took me forever to really let him go, and I did, and I'm so fresh. And so that's why I had the boundaries with this person. The other person, they could have never have said that at the beginning, ever. But now I'm just like,
right.
I'm calling it out. Like, look, if you're going to call, tell me you're going to call. That is all. I mean, like, and I have my list. It's not something rocket science.
Yo,
it's not
hello.
Like he has to earn
$100,000. Barbara, sorry to listen. Hello?
Yes.
You're going about this all wrong. Do not fall in love online. Take it for a grain of salt. And if you meet the people and you meet them, have a relationship with them. And that's it.
Right.
And I need to go on to the next person. If you're going on about it, there's no reason.
Keep us updated because I think the dating stuff is exciting to hear about. And
thank you very much. I appreciate everything. And God bless you. Stay safe, safe, healthy, all of you, Johnny, Barbara.
Thank you.
Gail.
You too.
God
thank you. I love her calling. We
absolutely.
Love her.
Bye.
I do love her. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Okay. Johnny, what else do we got?
Okay, our next caller is 856.
856, you are on live with Psychic Del Shear. Yes,
hi. The phone number out one more time to call.
Yes,
into the studio.
Okay. Before we begin with you, I'd like to tell you the phone number for Life, Laughter, Happiness right now to call in, 563-999-3595. Call in right now for your complimentary reading by world-renowned psychic medium Del Shear. All right.
Oh, that was a good
now,
one.
Now, what is your name? And welcome to the show, and what is your name?
Hi, my name is Laura, and I live in New Jersey.
Oh, Jersey girl. Love it.
Yeah.
What part of Jersey?
I'm in South Jersey. Down around Philadelphia.
Okay. I had relatives there near Cherry Hill, so I know that area. How are things down there? Is it pretty good on the coronavirus, or what's going on down there?
Well, we're the second highest state.
Ooh.
We're right behind New York. So
we have
around 25,500 some cases.
I don't see you getting it at all.
Oh, that's good. Thank you.
And you do a lot of helping with people, don't you?
I try.
You do a lot. And what is with school? What is with teaching? What is with schools? I don't understand. What's going on there?
They've closed the schools down. Indefinitely.
Mm. Oh, I see. Okay. What do you need to know, sweetheart?
So I'm worried, of course, like everybody else is, about work and finding work in with the times that we're in right now. But I have been getting calls from recruiters and they're submitting me for work because companies are still hiring for remote workers.
Oh, no, no. Do you understand something? People don't get this. They are hiring. First of all, you got group one, which are hiring from, you know, where you can work from home. You have the service workers that go out, like the DoorDash, the Grubhub, and all that. You have CVS and all the pharmacies that need 2,500. You need all the grocery stores to stock and do cashiering. So, yes, people are hiring. I know they are not the jobs you want, but they pay the bills. You know what I'm saying? What type of work are you looking for?
So I've been submitted for some jobs, project management, training, and also for change management. And there's one that's a communications manager but they're all contract work, of course. I'm a contractor.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one company in particular today that a recruiter submitted me for two different roles, and I would really like to work with this company.
What type of roles did they submit you for?
He submitted me for change management, and another one was communications management.
I feel you're going to get one. It may not be in the time you want it to be, but you're going to get everything's a job. You're going to get a job. You're going to make money. You're going to be okay. There's no doubt about it.
Do you think it's going to be one of the ones today, or do you think it's a different one altogether?
It could be the one today, but the way things are going right now, everybody's hiring, but the way things are going right now, they're taking their time. I mean, like, you can't even get on the phone and talk to anybody. I have never seen that in my life. Have you ever seen that? 2-3 hours? How are people going to talk to you?
Well, it's Skype calls. I had a Skype interview Tuesday, but I didn't get good vibes from that one. I don't think I really want to work for that.
You wanted to work with. That's a good thing.
Yeah, so
you're luckier than most. You're luckier than most, and you're doing the Skype, and you know you're being interviewed, and it's great. You are going to get something, and it's going to be pretty much right away.
Oh, good. Okay, great.
Is there anything else you need to know?
Do you see me somewhere down the road this year anytime being able to purchase a home at all this year?
Do what from home?
I want to buy a home. I was in the midst of buying a home, and I had to pull out because
good.
Of the situation with the job.
No, no, no. That's good. Homes will go down and crash 35 to 50%. Wait it out. Good thing you didn't buy it.
Okay. Well, yeah, now, given everything, who could have imagined?
And the banks are even calling people, and they're telling people, hey, you know, we'll give you 3, 4, 5 months. You don't have to pay your mortgage, and we'll end of your mortgage. So just keep in mind, you know, trying to get on a phone and get a loan is ridiculous. There are no people to process. To process anything. So keep that in mind. Keep it in mind.
Okay, good. Wonderful.
I do have the advantage, and you're very smart, and you know what's going on, and you're a good person.
Thank you. I appreciate
you. Nice.
Thank you.
And all my best to Jersey, because I miss Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey, well, the governor was on today, and he was showing the map, and it looks like it's working, all the social distancing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's very pleased with the way New Jersey is handling it. So
in what
showing,
way is it working? I want to hear this. In what way?
Well, so he was showing the map, the overall map of the United States, and he was showing the red spots. And the Northeast, he was showing most of it was gray, which meant that it was on, it wasn't on a downside quite yet, but it was that it was the social distancing was working. The gray represented those states where the social distance, they could see that it was working. And it looked like a good portion of the Northeast over into Michigan was working, was grayed out, and other spots throughout the country were red and orange. So even though, yeah, we're still a hot spot, though.
Yeah, but is it beginning to peak?
He didn't say that. He didn't say it was peaking yet. But it was a positive message, as positive as it could be, given what we're up against. And we still had additional deaths overnight. So.
Okay, what the two that aren't in, you know, they're not understanding is that with the virus, what's happening is they haven't tested people. So they're just now getting around to testing people. So that's why a lot of things are going up, you know, and not coming down.
Yeah, we have a couple spots around here where we have drive-through testing. So. But the northern part of New Jersey is a really hot section.
I know. That's where my cousin lives, in North Bergen. It's really, that reminds me, I got to call her and see how she's doing. But that's pretty bad up there. And,
yeah, the contract I was just on, I used to have to travel all the way up to North Jersey. So I'm glad it ended when it did.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing wrong with traveling. As long as you protect yourself, it's fine to go out there. I mean, the air is good. And what they're saying, too, is lay out in the sun if you have any. I know in Nevada we have some sun going here, and I've been laying out, and that kills the virus.
Yeah.
And also what helped George, what is it, George Papadopoulos, what's his name, George Papadopoulos on the morning show? You know,
oh yes, yes, I know who you're. I like him. Really?
Yeah, I saw her on TV yesterday. So, you know, it's getting. There's no favoritism. It's just going out and protecting yourself. What I've learned and it's been helping too at the dollar stores. They have these disinfectant sprays that really kill germs and stuff. So, you know, for a day or so.
If
so
you could find, though, that, I haven't been able to find any Purell type.
No, it's not Purell.
Oh.
It's called Create, I can give you the exact name of it, but it's just suction, you know, for colds and flu and virus. And I just picked up 8 of them today.
Oh.
At the dollar store.
Wow. I just feel like every time I leave, I'm risking my life, and I just don't want to leave the house. Okay,
Barbara.
I found the red dot that she was talking about. Laura, Jersey, are you Laura?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, that red dot map thing I just found when you said red dots, that really is a good way to look at this. You could just, like, click on the red dot and see how many is in that area, deaths or cases, deaths and recoveries. But I don't see the orange dot or the gray dots. I only see the whole, well, it's the map of the globe. It's the globe. And then it has red dots and you can zoom in, zoom out, and it gives you a really different kind of perspective of what's going on. But I haven't found the orange dot and the gray dots. I only see the black and white, and
well,
then
the
red dots.
The map, he showed the United States map. It wasn't a globe. So I don't know. I don't know what you're looking at.
Can I
this one is a really good one.
Can I intervene?
Yes.
How many people have Roku? Do you have Roku? Anybody?
Do I have what?
Roku. R-O-K-U.
No.
Roku.
No.
Okay.
No.
May I suggest when you get a chance to go to Walmart and just buy one and attach it to your TV? It only takes 5 seconds, right? They have a thing that's called News On, and you can see every station in the United States, all the news stations, the actual full news.
Oh, wow.
It's wonderful. I live by it. Like if I want to look into Hawaii, I just go on to News On, and I go up to the stations, and it'll show you all the United States, and you pick a city like Honolulu, and you'll watch the news from Honolulu or Florida or whatever. It's fun.
And it's called Move On?
It's News, N-E-W-S, News On. But
oh.
You can only get it if you have Roku. You know, that's very big. It has 3,000 movies and all free, and it's all good. But anyway, thank you for calling. I appreciate it, okay?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate the reading.
Stay
safe.
Thank you. Thank you for calling, Laura. Thank you. You stay safe, too.
Not only readings, but they're getting a lot of our feelings and advice and all this stuff, and that's good.
Yeah.
Barbara, don't
yeah.
be scared to go outside. If you're going to die, you're going to die. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, I try to limit it, you know. I just try to wait till I need a bunch of supplies, and it's not like my everyday where I would just go and do a bunch of errands. Like, I just am more careful about it, and I do wear my mask. And
I have to tell you this one thing. This guy used to do, he could clean windows in New York skylight, you know. And his mother would say, what are you going to kill yourself? What are you nuts? You know, what are you crazy? And he used to do it all the time, and he loved it. And one day when he came back, his mother got him and he's going to leave me alone. Well, he got hit by a car and died. Come on, you know. One or two
right.
times. It's your time.
Yes, and I've been thinking about that too. Like, you know, but this is the way we should actually live in a certain way, I was thinking. Emotionally and with relationships, because I've reached out and so many people have reached out to me, people that I love and care about, and just getting, you know, in touch with them. But that's the way we always should be. And, you know, I'm really liking the fact that it's bringing me closer to family members and friends.
Yes.
And
are you going up to Washington to see your mom?
Well, that flight, I just got a notice that it was canceled. So that was going to be on the 10th of this month. So no way. No. No, I really think that the flying is just for more emergencies.
Remember
but
we talked about you getting renting?
Yes. A camper. My mom says no. She does not want Priscilla and I to drive. I mean, that's a very, very long journey. And along the way, there's a lot of stops we'd have to make. She just said, no, let's just wait till it dies down and we're going to then all come then. And
okay. And
that's what she said. That's what she wants.
What about the trains? Are they running the trains?
I don't know. I personally don't want to get on a train with people.
Oh.
I just want to do what they say, which is stay in, and just that's what I want to do.
Okay.
That's what I'm going
all
to
right.
do. And it's going to be okay. My mom is fine, by the way. She's stable. People are staying away from her. She's in isolation. As long as she doesn't come across somebody, it's just her and her husband. She and her husband, they did have one case in their little town, though, 2 days ago. Somebody has gotten it in this tiny little Grand Coulee town. So she's just isolated. But thank you. I know that means a lot to me to see her, especially at this time, but we're going to wait.
Okay.
So what do we got going? as far as
856.
Can you give the number? Wait, can you give the number out for them to call, please? And then I'll give my number a little bit later.
Yes,
okay.
The number to call right now to have your complimentary reading by Psychic Del Shear, who's on right now live, is 563-999-3595. That's the Life, Laughter, Happiness live number right now. Okay. So who's next, Johnny?
856.
You're on live with Psychic Del Shear. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. It's Rosa Maria.
This is who, honey?
It's Rosa Maria from New Jersey.
Oh, I know. You're from Jersey. Boy, you have a heavy accent from Jersey. What part of Jersey are you?
South Jersey. 10 minutes away from Philly.
But 10 minutes away from Philly. Yeah, man. You sure you didn't live in New York? Because your accent went, woo, it went up to the sky. I've never heard
been
that
in New York plenty of times.
Pardon me?
I've been in New York plenty of times.
Okay, so whatever. I tried real hard to get rid of my accent because I used to speak like I walk and I talk and I come from New York and West 44th, 3rd Avenue and I love to help people, that kind of thing. But now I've changed my accent. How can I help?
Either like the last caller with a job or long-term relationship. It's like I know we have a crisis and all that stuff and it's like getting annoying and getting upset and to move on, if that makes sense.
Well, don't get upset, you know. There's plenty of little things to do, you know. And I think you're manifesting negatively. You have to do what Barbara says. You got to really put out there who you want, the type of person you want to come into your life. You know, you really need to do that. It's an important factor. As far as meeting men, of course, we're not all going out. Are you going online to meet anybody?
I'm meeting guys, no. I'm here.
Nobody,
meeting
are you,
guys,
are you
no.
Are you going online?
For social media, yeah.
Yeah, but are you joining any groups to meet somebody online?
Some.
But you're not finding the one you want.
Right.
It's going to take a while, but it's going to happen. There's no doubt in my mind, but it's just, you know, it's going to take a while. And I'm trying to get you out of your depression, but I'm not sure how because, you know, life is just right now it's not fun. It's, you know, it's just not fun. What do you do for a living?
IT, Homeland, or I do nails on the side, too. Yep.
Boy, I can meet. Okay, you do nails on the side. Do you realize, I'm working on mine right now, do you realize how many people need their nails done? Do you have clients that you could go to their house and maybe, you know, if they're fine? And
not really. There's nobody like clinging on, or I do specials and stuff, and nobody's taking them. I'll do better on another country that I'm from, so I'll do better there than I do here, if that makes sense, because we have a lot of nail techs in my
really?
Area. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, but nobody could go see them.
Yeah, there I do. I would. Here, not really.
So where are you from originally? What country?
Italy.
Oh, wow. It's bad there. Do you want to go home?
Pretty much, yeah.
I definitely see it in the future. Hold on 1 second. I was eating a popcorn and it went down my throat. Eventually, I do see you going home to Italy after this is all over. And if you want to work there, you're going to be fine. and you want to meet somebody there, you're going to be fine. I don't feel it so much here, but I do feel it in Italy. Definitely.
Cool.
So, do you have family over there?
Yeah, but I don't really associate with them that much. Very few of them, I do.
But is there anybody over there you can associate with?
Yeah. A long time friend.
Good, because I definitely see you in the future there. And I see you meeting somebody from Italy there. Definitely. So
cool.
Don't be so sad. It's, going to change.
I hope so soon. Yeah, I get money and I go. Cool, appreciate it.
No, but you're good. You're good. It's going to take a while. Do you have a big place where you live, or is it small?
Over there? We don't have it anymore.
Where you're at now?
Oh, here. Yeah.
Well, there's got to be a million things you can do.
Yeah. True.
In the house. Get out a little bit here and there, but it's all right. It's
okay. I do. Cool,
just
appreciate
wait for this to get over, and I promise you, you will meet somebody, and it will be okay. I promise.
All right.
Okay?
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Well,
I want to give my phone number out, too.
Of course, right ahead.
808-372-1816. And this weekend, if they want to do donations, they may, if they call that number. But not today. Don't call today. But, it's all good. So we still have 5 minutes left. We can talk, John.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, it's this has been just weird being indoors all the time. Don't you think so, Barbara?
Oh yes. Well, it is. But don't you still go on your walks? I know you can't go to your gas station, and I know what you like to do. You want to get that lottery ticket, but. it's just weird thinking of things like, oh, wow, I still have that, that money I could at BSW, a gift certificate. I can't just go and get a pair of shoes. Oh, shoot. I want some new makeup or whatever.
Wrong.
It's just simple little things you just can't do anymore, which is odd. Yeah, it is weird.
Barbara?
What?
I think you guys got it all wrong. Because I've been out there a lot to the DoorDash, and I can tell you this, believe it or not, you can get stuff at Walmart, and they do have clothes and shoes and all that kind of stuff, I hate to tell you.
I know, but that's not fun, shopping at Walmart.
No.
For me.
No. And I can go up to State Line, Nevada, and the California side, and just go get a lottery ticket, which is no problem.
Yeah, why don't you get it somehow, Johnny? I mean, how could he get a lottery ticket without his favorite gas station?
Well, it's not really a lottery ticket, it's just going to the store, I mean.
What, you don't even go to the store?
Not to the Tom Thumb, no.
Oh, my Lord, between the both of you.
That's his favorite place that he can't go to. Yeah, but you know what I do? I love going for a drive every day. I love getting in the car and just cruising. It's just kind of like, that's how I love, crank up the music, take a drive. I feel very safe. And I also rode my bike around the other day. That was really nice. I see people with masks on the bike, and I didn't wear my mask. I was just like free. I felt free. So I still feel like I can get out. I do. I feel like I can get out. I just
feel
like
stay away from crowds. we're out all the time helping people, and we are delivering food to people that need it, and all kinds of things. So I'm out all the time, and then I sanitize every 2 seconds. I mean, you know, I'm fine, and then I take my temperature before and after. But I have found new neighborhoods I have never seen in my life. It's kind of fun. And we have a low amount of coronavirus out this way. Vegas is bad, but we're up to like 6 people in Douglas County and 1 in Nye County, 1 in Lyons County, that type of thing. And then we have Reno has 263, but 25 recovered. So it's not all that bad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not all that bad.
Oh, yes. And I'm not afraid.
But, you know,
I don't like to use that word, actually. That word is not good because I have faith, you know, and I don't live like fear-based. But I do want to protect myself like I am supposed to because I am the caretaker of my daughter. And, you know, she needs
That's
me. So I just want to be responsible.
Don't manifest it. If you manifest it, you'll get it. I'm being very honest.
That's right.
You
know what? My dad
used to look at
in elementary school, he used to, in his mind, he's like, if I look at this boy when he has a sty in his eye, I get a sty in my eye every time, like clockwork. And I'm like, it's the same kind of thing. You know, you will attract it to yourself.
You will
attract it. Oh, I'm going to get it.
I'm just like pretending it doesn't exist, but I'm precaution. I have all kind of precautions, but I'm not overly, you know, overdo it. I mean, what I have found that bothers the hell out of me, there's no bathroom. That, you can't even use bathrooms. That's what bothers me.
Me too. Yeah.
I mean,
oh my gosh.
I had a cop a squat in the middle of the woods the other day.
Yeah. I know. Or you could take what they, my dad had these things when he would fly because he was a pilot, bush pilot. They have it made for a man and they have it made for a woman that you can do your number one in just fine. It's kind of like a diaper. It crystallizes. You have to get one of those because what if you don't have a place to pull over? Oh my gosh. And because I was thinking that, and you're out doing the delivery and you need to use the restroom, you need to drive all the way home to do that.
No, there are no restrooms. I have found restrooms that, like at Wingstop, and certain places where you sneak in there, they'll let you in, or McDonald's, they'll let you in. If they're not looking, I just go anyway, you know. I'm short. Nobody notices me, so I just said there are special places that you can go to the bathroom, but it's few and far between. Up in Tahoe, the only place we have is Safeway. Now, come on, this is ridiculous. So come on, the whole town, nobody will let you use the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. I did notice that.
Any market has a bathroom to keep that.
I was very pleased to see that they had a lot of stuff back on the shelves, but I'm telling you, they still over here, they don't have, and I'm not out of it. I'm not complaining, but they don't have toilet paper, napkins, paper towels, no paper products, and I'm still looking for the hand sanitizer.
I just went to Costco and bought a ton of toilet paper. I went to the dollar store and bought paper towels. And if that don't work, buy tissues. Kleenex.
Oh, yes. Well, I have the Kleenex, but I'm telling you, no paper products at Ralph's, which is the hugest grocery store. But
well,
I will have to go over to the 99-cent store.
Don't they
what
have other stores besides Ralph's? I've been to LA. I grew up there. You know, there's other
stores. They have Albertsons, and I mean, they have 7-Eleven, and they have convenience stores. They have CVS, they have Walgreens, they have everything. And I've been to every single one of them, and still they do not have paper products. But I don't also get to the store at 7 a.m. either when they may have them at 7 a.m. But it's okay.
Have you tried Costco?
I do not use Costco because I didn't want to do one big thing. When I do Amazon Prime and have a Costco card, I do not do Costco. I just don't have a big family, so I just don't want to do that anymore.
That's where they have all the toilet paper.
And I heard Staples, too, but I'm not even out of toilet paper. I'm just saying, for instance, I think it's just kind of weird when I see that because, why? Can they send more?
Well, things will change. Anyway, Johnny, how do you feel about it? I could go buy you a lottery ticket and send it to you. If you win, I want half.
Yeah. say yes. Yes, please.
I buy scratch off. Please get him one. He really wants one.
I can tell he's down about it.
Johnny, you want a lottery ticket?
Sure.
Johnny. Huh?
Jim said yes. Yes.
He what said time? Yes earlier. Yes.
Yeah, but what time?
Yes. Oh, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
They have Super Lottery, they have Power, they have Mega.
How much do they cost, you guys, a lottery ticket?
$1 or $2.
Just, and that's it? $1 or $2 for every single different kind?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, wow, I've never even done that.
I don't have any good luck with lottery tickets. Scratch offs I do, because you got to pay a lot of money for those.
Yeah.
Hey, you'd have better luck going to the racetrack because I know that you're a good psychic. Nobody will know, Dale.
There are no racetracks open.
Not anymore. Right. Not anymore.
Anyway,
right?
So where are we at? We should end the show, I guess.
Yeah, I guess we'll end the show because we've gotten through all the callers.
Well, we had a lot of great callers, yes, and thank you, Dale, so much, as usual, for a wonderful show and all the readings, and we sure do get a lot of Jersey girls, don't we, which is totally cool.
And thank you, Johnny, for all your help. I really appreciate it, okay?
Thank you.
And I wanted to go over and do the shout-out and just one more time, so... Dale is being so generous, and she's offering, not tonight, but throughout the weekend. Here's her phone number one more time. Dale Shear, 808-372-1816. All weekend, she is taking donations. Whatever you can donate, she is going to give you a reading because times are hard right now. And this is her way of saying, you know, I want to help. And thank you, Dale, for doing that. So there's her phone number. And if you don't catch the phone number, DaleShear.com. You can find her that way or just go to any of our social media, Life, Laughter, Happiness, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We have our own website. And I have Dale's direct link to her website on our website. So don't tell me that you cannot get a hold of either us or Dale because we're making it very easy for you. We want to help. She wants to help. We want to help. So I hope you enjoyed the show, everybody, tonight. And thank you again, Dale, for being here.
Thank you.
Such a great, great show, and you were a big help to so many people.
Thank you, and a big
aloha.
Good
night, Dale. Good night, Barbara. Happy anniversary.
Aloha. Thank you.
Aloha. Bye-bye.
It's been a great year. Bye, everybody.